This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are coming to the end of Black Arts Month, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to be primarily a Chicago thing. And with it, there's a new chapter for the Black Arts and Culture Alliance of Chicago. That is the rebranded name of the nonprofit that until recently was known as the African American Arts Alliance. The group aims to be a hub for artists and voices of the diaspora, in their words, encouraging and celebrating Black artists' culture, society, and influence. All month, the group showcased Black artists across multiple disciplines and media. And joining us today to talk more about this is the president of the Alliance, Charlique Roll. She's an interdisciplinary artist herself, as well as an arts administrator. She runs the Congo Square Theater in Chicago. Charlique, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, you can join our conversation today at 800-222-9455. We're talking about the Black Arts and Cultural Alliance of Chicago, but maybe you want to talk about the Black art scene where you live in Illinois. 800-222-9455 is the number. All right, so Charlique, talk about Black Arts Month. What has some of the programming been like? What does it look like for you and some of the projects that you've showcased this month?
Absolutely. So Black Arts Month, as you shared, is really a Chicago-specific thing because Chicago is one of the greatest art cities in the country, in the world. Full bias.
You don't say.
but, you know, where this really stemmed from is that October actually is National Arts and Humanities Month. So it is a nationally recognized month, which, again, very few people know or realize. And if we, you know, speaking quite frankly, oftentimes when we're thinking about how we highlight the arts and culture sector or arts and humanities in our society, it's so easy to dismiss or forget the powerful impact. So even when we have these recognized times to celebrate it, we often miss that opportunity. And so our goal, particularly through the Black Arts and Culture Alliance and particularly for Black artists and arts organizations, is that we want to continue to be a space and to continue to highlight and elevate the work that is happening, not just in this month, not just in Black History Month, but year round. And so as we have been celebrating Black Arts Month, part of it has been this relaunch of the organization. So we released the new name, the Black Arts and Culture Alliance, this month. And part of the shift in our name is we're deepening our focus and our mission, but also thinking more about, you know, all Black artists in the city and across the state do not identify as African American. And we want to be able to fully represent the diaspora, the full spectrum of Black artists within the city. And so that is a part of that vision. And so another part of what we did through this month in celebrating and highlighting just the complexity and beauty of all the nuances of what it is to be a Black artist or be a Black storyteller, creator within the city, is that we wanted to highlight various types of artists because the organization represents artists across disciplines, a lot of whom are interdisciplinary, a lot of whom cross disciplines, but to show how vast the creative process is for Black artists and how our voices can be highlighted. So we started, and also where they're at, right? We highlighted, we started on the North Side with our kickoff event earlier this month. And we did that with a few live performances, but also had an open forum so that community members and artists could come and share their voice, share what they need, what they desired, and that this can also be a space for them. The week after, we went to the South Side. So we were at Retreat at Currency Exchange, and we hosted an evening that was facilitated to share Black stories across disciplines, but specifically produced for the screen. So we had various genres. We had theater that was produced for the screen. We had short films. We had sketch comedy, various artistry that was produced specifically for film. And then this past Monday, we were on the West Side at Muse Coffee Studio, where we had more performance-based work as well as presentation of visual artists. So in that space, we had poetry, we had dance performance, we had theater performance, we had visual artists who's like a gallery within the space. And then even not just, you know, the intentionality of presenting all of this work in different areas of the city, but again, the intentionality of presenting in Black-owned spaces. Another part of, you know, the name shift, just not just the Arts Alliance, but the Arts and Culture Alliance, is that we really want to emphasize how art really intersects and defines and shapes and molds culture, and how it also, it's so synonymous or synchronous, and that it shouldn't be separated. And so doing this really stimulating how we build that together.
You know, I think we're talking a lot of here about, you know, dance and theater and fine art, right? Visual art. And I guess sometimes this gets lumped into the term high art, right? I wonder how you think about broadening the reach of that and you know, bringing together more people who maybe think of, when they think of art like that, they think, that's for old white people, right? Mm-hmm. How do you break through that?
Yeah, I think, again, that's really a part of our work and our intention, is that, one, we're redefining high art, recalibrating about what that is. And like, art isn't a luxury for some, it is a necessity for all. And that it, again, when it becomes high art, or that perspective that this is only attainable for the few, is the very thing that this divides society, or divides perspective of the purpose of art in society. When it is a luxury, then it is something that can easily be removed. But when we think about art is our life, you know, that quote of art is an imitation of life, life imitates art, art imitates life. It is, because it is so necessary for who we are. So when we shift the perspective of art as a product and move into art as culture, art as community organizing, art as community development, art as human development, then we can really think about the broader spectrum of what actually is entailed or encompassed in the art making process. And even, you know, when we think about what these very like clear lines of demarcation of genres and discipline, that is, it's so nuanced, because again, every art maker or storyteller doesn't often describe or subscribe to just one space. And when we think too linearly, we lose the space of what the blurred lines of what art really is in its truest and purest and most effective form. And it becomes more of who we are as a people, who we are as a community, moving society together.
Yeah, interdisciplinary is the watchword, right? You rarely encounter a visual artist who's not also, say, a DJ and works in fiber, right? And, you know, is doing a theater piece or something. You know, you've talked a little bit about the role of art, and we've certainly talked about the Black struggle for freedom, for equality, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder how you see that playing out within the arts, and, you know, not using art to, say, promote the cause of justice, but the freedom of artists themselves to make the art they want to make.
Yeah, I think that, again, it's that reminder. There's so much inequities that we see in society just in general, and that comes across through justice work, through racial justice, racial equity work, and all of these things and all the buzzwords that we name. But it's like, this isn't new. And so, again, when we think about art as a form of liberation for all people, then we can really reconfigure how we approach it. I think that the opportunity to bring people in, and also, you know, everybody, contrary to popular belief that, you know, there are some people that are artists, some people who are not, everyone's an artist. Again, when we redefine what art making is, we are all creative. We all think differently. It may manifest in a different way, but there is art making. There is art making in every single thing that we do. If we are created to mirror each other, we were created as creatives to create. There's always something, innovation in technology, innovation in finance, innovation in whatever field you're in, is art. It is creativity, all of that. So we have to shift, you know, a lot of the perspective of what we assume it to be and how it really impacts society.
This is the 21st show. We are speaking with Charlie Grohl, who is the president of the Black Arts and Culture Alliance of Chicago. Recently rebranded, you may have be familiar with it from its past name. It's been around for more than a couple dozen years as the African American Arts Alliance. And Charlie, there's a lot of the events of Black Arts Month have passed, but there is the Black Excellence Awards coming up November 6th. Tell us about that and what people can expect. If people actually want to go, they can still attend?
Absolutely. So the Black Excellence Awards is going to be happening on November 6th at the Black Ensemble Theater. So tickets are on sale. You can visit bacashy.org to purchase tickets. And the Black Excellence Awards, again, is just another opportunity for us to celebrate Black artists in the spaces that they're doing. So we have, you know, awards from dance, theater, music, film, visual arts, all the plethora of artists, as well as celebrating Black artists who are creating outside of Black spaces. Again, because the Black Arts and Culture Alliance primarily focuses on Black artists and Black arts organizations, we still want to honor that everyone doesn't or work in those spaces, but honor those partners or those organizations that are advocating and allying for our efforts and for our stories to be presented on their stages or in their spaces, while also giving those artists the opportunity to be honored and celebrated. So in addition to the award ceremony this year, we are actually part of the new vision of the Alliance as well, is that we're kicking off the Chicago Black Arts Hall of Fame. And so we will be honoring 8 people who were the 8 founders of the Alliance for the inaugural class. So we'll get to celebrate them. It's just going to be a really incredible evening celebrating Black artists. We'll have performances. We have Sam Thousand in the Soul Vortex. We have Forward Momentum Dance Company. We have Perceptions Theater. We have a variety of other artists. Avery R. Young, who is Chicago's or Illinois' first poet laureate, performing a piece for us. And so again, just really celebrating artists across all genres, and even the specificity of the space design, utilizing Black designers to highlight their visual arts work, their floral work. Again, just so many, just the culmination of artistry across life. And so it's going to be a real great time. That's November 6th. We have a reception starting at 6 p.m. The program will begin at 7 p.m. And again, lots and lots of really exciting things happening that evening. So please join us.
Just about a minute left in our time together. If you wanted to leave people with one message, I don't know, I like what you were saying earlier about the idea that we all can be artists in our own way, although no one would pay a dime for any of my paintings. But, you know, leave people with an idea maybe of hope and, you know, of their own art making.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I would share for myself personally, as an artist and in everything that I do, I live very missionally. And one of the facets of my mission is to fearlessly create works that catalyze healing, freedom, and transformation. And when I think about that for myself personally, but also for the work that I do and for how the community exists, when we think about it, you know, saying the Black arts and culture, or saying that we are doing something culturally specific, that doesn't mean that we're isolating anyone else, but it is actually something that unifies us in towards liberation, towards healing, towards freedom and transformation. And when we can really extend and experience the beauty of art in every part of society, then we can really think about how change can be made more than just through the arts sector, but in public policy, in housing, in neighborhoods, in social justice, in public safety, in all of these areas that we identify as priorities as a society. When we involve the arts as a thread, then we can see things mobilized in a really unified way.
Art begetting change. Charlie Grohl is president of the Black Arts and Culture Alliance of Chicago. This has been great. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with the author of a new book on raising kids in this digital public age. Not keeping them from it, but teaching them how to do it safely. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.